This is kind of like, all right, it's coming up slowly but surely.
So it's 47 days away, right?
It's going to come up quick.
As fast as the last 47 days has went, the next 47 is going to be really, really fast. And so Nebraska Land Aids, yes, we'll be here before you know it. And actually, so next Friday, a week from tomorrow, May 3rd, is the first official Dress Western Friday. So,
okay.
Yeah, that we're looking forward to that, and we're going to get some brochures out and about around town next Friday. So you'll see the Nebraska Land Aids Board of Directors on the fire truck running around town next Friday.
And so I'm not originally from the area. Give the listeners, if they don't know, what is a Dress Western Friday?
Yeah, so it's a tradition that has been associated with Nebraska Land Aids for a long time. We were just talking in the other room that it used to be taken pretty serious. The board would go around town and find people that weren't dressed Western on Fridays, right? And they would throw them in jail. And then you had to pay to get out of jail. So we don't take it to quite those extremes nowadays. But anyway, it's just kind of a fun thing for the community. It kind of helps kick off and get Nebraska Land Aids on everybody's mind leading up to the month of June. And so Dress Western Fridays is every Friday in the month of May. We just ask that, you know, get your boots out, get your jeans out, cowboy hat if you got one, and participate in the fun. And, you know, not everybody, I dress like this every day, right? So Dress Western is not a big deal for me, but not everybody does every day, right? So yes, it's just one of those fun things that the community can do to get Nebraska Land Aids on the front of their mind. So
fantastic. And so you were named kind of the guy that would fill in for David once he retires. Was that in the fall?
Yeah, so this kind of took place when David announced his retirement from Nebraska Land Aids. We kind of went through the interview process late in the year, and I officially started with Nebraska Land Aids as the executive director-elect is my title. I started on February 1st, so I'm almost 3 months in. And it's been kind of a whirlwind, but certainly very enjoyable, and I'm glad I got this opportunity still. Nebraska Land Aids is a great organization. It's the board of directors are awesome. They're the hardest working board in this area. I mean, the time and hours that board puts in is quite amazing.
Fantastic. And have you feel like you've first few months have gone to they've gone well?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of learning new things for me. I mean, I served on the board almost 10 years ago, or a little over 10 years ago, right? So, but this Nebraska Land Aids has changed. There's been some moving parts added. Not everybody understands behind the curtain what it takes to put a celebration like this on. And so, some of it's relearning, some of it's learning new stuff that I didn't ever know, but it's going great. I mean, it's a lot to take in. It's kind of like trying to get a drink from a fire hose. You know, it's all coming at you pretty quickly, but so far, so good.
Mm-hmm. Good.
David's been a great teacher, and shout out to Stephanie in the office. She's the glue that holds everything together in the office, and it's going well.
Good. And I'm sure David's a great guy to learn from, and you've picked up a lot of things that are going to really benefit you moving forward once he is done.
Yeah. You know, David's been involved with the organization for 20 years, right? He served on the board, and then he's been the executive director for the last 11 years. And so the amount of knowledge that David has, you know, in his head is quite remarkable. And so, there's a lot that I can learn from David. And certainly it's not all going to take place this year. I mean, there'll be some things that I'll just have to learn over time. And the neat thing is I'll always have David. He's only a phone call away. He's promised me that. And so I know there'll be some things that come up after he's gone, after this celebration, that I'll have to, you know, probably pick the phone up and say, "Hey David, how did you do this?" Or, you know, what, mm-hmm. whatnot. But, He's promised me that he won't leave me high and dry, so I'm very grateful for David. So.
Fantastic. Yeah, and you said 47 days away, and you know there's so many different moving parts in Nebraska days. You have the rodeos, the concerts are a monster of its own, the parade. It's all it's all going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to my first Nebraska days.
Yeah, so. you're gonna love it. I mean, it's 10 days of just absolute activities that you could go to every activity if you wanted to and absolutely have the best time of your life. I mean, and it's for all ages, right? We have family activities, we have kids activities, we have adult activities. So, you know, that's the thing about Nebraska Land Days. People think that it's just concerts and people over 21. Well, it's not, right? There's so many family activities that you can do during Nebraska Land Days. So kids of all ages, we've got the mutton busting, kids fun fest, you know, things like that, family fun night. There's all kinds of things that, you know, families can do for activities. So it's truly, a celebration for all ages.
Yeah. Fantastic. Talking here with Bob Lantis of Nebraska Land Days. He is the executive director elect. And, so day one of 10, kind of what's the first official kind of event of Nebraska Land Days in June?
Yeah. So June 12th basically is the first night of rodeos, right?
Okay.
So you have four nights of PRCA rodeo. And then we've got several activities scattered out between the four nights of rodeo. Of course, you've got the parade on Saturday, of the last night of rodeo. So that Saturday, the first Saturday of the celebration is action-packed. You wake up, you could do the 5K if you wanted. You could go to the parade after that and then the rodeo after that. So you could spend your entire Saturday doing Nebraska Land Days stuff. But then after we get through rodeos, we got a couple days where there's some activities, but it's not just quite as action-packed until the days leading up to the concert. Which is Friday and Saturday. That week gets kind of crazy getting set up for us, but certainly, you know, there's still activities for the community to take part in.
Yeah, and the concerts are the finale of Nebraska Land Days, and I've heard a lot of excitement about the artists. I think a lot of people are looking forward to it.
Yeah, Parker McCollum on Friday night and Jelly Roll on Saturday night, and so we still got plenty of tickets, right? But we fully anticipate that Jelly Roll is probably going to sell out. So haven't got your tickets, go to NebraskaLandDays.com, buy your tickets online, or stop out at the office. Give us a phone call. But just make sure that you buy your tickets from Nebraska Land Days. There is some third-party ticket vendors out there that do get a hold of our tickets, and then they resell them. We encourage people not to buy them through those venues because we can't guarantee that those tickets will get you in the gate after they leave our hands into those third-party ticket vendors. And so if you go to NebraskaLandDays.com, make sure you're on our website. You can buy our tickets, and that's one way that you can rest assured that you're going to get in the front gates of our events.
And so the tickets on Nebraska Land Days website, that's for the rodeo, that's for everything. Yeah,
that is for everything. There's other food events that you can go. Prime Rib Feed's a perfect example, right? Ooh, if you want to go to the Prime Rib Feed downtown, go to our website, buy your ticket for the Prime Rib Feed. So anything that takes a ticket for Nebraska Land Days, you can go to our website, purchase your ticket. So it's not just rodeo nights and it's not just concerts, but there's some other things that you can buy tickets. Go to our website to get signed up for the parade. You can do your parade registration online. We try to make it as easy as possible for people going to our website, that they can do everything that they need to do associated with Nebraska Land Days on our website.
Fantastic. And let's talk about the parade for just a minute. Kind of give us what the route will be and kind of all the festivities that are involved.
Yeah, so the parade will be on Saturday, rodeo Saturday. And as I'm
scrambling for the phone.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to make sure that I get my dates right. I don't want to give everybody the wrong date. So parade is going to be June 15th is parade Saturday. That parade will kick off at 1 p.m. and it'll start on East 4th Street, okay? And it comes all the way, it's going to come past the studio here, and then it's going to turn and go south on Dewey. And then we go down Dewey to Phillip Avenue, and then that's basically where the parade route ends. So anywhere from East 4th in front of the park is basically where it starts. You can set up along that parade route. There should be plenty of room. But yeah, that's going to be the parade. And you know, we get enough floats in the parade that if you sat and watched that parade start to finish, it's probably going to take a couple hours, right?
Wow.
So it's a big parade.
Yeah, that is.
You know, so certainly then there's some activities afterwards. And all those activities are listed on our website. You can go to our website, find the calendar of events. And so you, even if you don't have all that stuff memorized, go to our website and just take a look at our events calendar.
Fantastic. Talking here with Bob Lantis, Nebraskaland Days Executive Director Elect, and kind of circling back to just you and your affiliation with the organization. What made you want to apply for the position and be a part of this great organization?
Well, I had the opportunity to serve on the Nebraskaland Days board back in 2008 to 2013. And I'm very grateful for that time that I got to serve, but I just fell in love with the organization, right? It means a lot to me. It has over the years, and I've always stayed in touch as a volunteer. Once you go off the board, you move on to Cody Calvary, right? It's ex-board members, and that's a pretty tight group of people in the community, and that puts you in just strictly a volunteer capacity for the organization. So literally over the last 10 years, I can think of maybe one celebration that I didn't help volunteer at. And that, I think that was COVID year, and we didn't really get to have a celebration that year anyway. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I tell you what, Nebraskaland Days has a special place in my heart. And when this opportunity came up, everything made sense to me. It just seemed like it was the perfect fit for me. And so I couldn't be more lucky to have this opportunity to lead Nebraskaland Days. You know, and David, you know, to fill his shoes is going to be a tall task, right? He has done so much for this organization. So I knew the job was going to be challenging, certainly. You know, to continue doing what David has done for this organization is not going to be easy. But certainly, I love a good challenge, and the board of directors, absolutely awesome people. They're 12 of the finest people in the community that I could ask for, you know, to be my boss. And they're hardworking people. Again, I'm going to reiterate, that is the hardest working board I've ever seen in my life. I mean, literally, they're out there on Saturdays tearing out concrete, building storage coolers, mowing, weed eating, cleaning. I mean, you name it. It's just that board works so hard to make this organization what it is. And I couldn't be more happy and lucky to have the board of directors that I do.
Fantastic. I think, yeah, any successful leadership role and how they do it, there's got to be some help with it.
Yeah, yeah. The board of directors can make all the difference, right? And Nebraskaland Days is no exception. And that's why every year, you know, we find community leaders that are dedicated to the community of North Platte and surrounding areas, because those are the people that have a vested interest in seeing this celebration succeed.
Fantastic. Talking here with Bob Lantis, and just for the listeners that may have questions, you know, how can questions be answered about the event?
Yeah. Pick up the phone, go to our website. You can call us. Office hours are 8:30 to 5 every Monday through Friday. When we get into the season, our office hours change just a little bit. We're open later. We're there a few extra days, like on Saturday. But give us a call, go to our website, email us, anything. I mean, we're more than happy to answer questions for folks, and we do. We get a lot of phone calls this time of year, and so we're glad to visit with our patrons. And, you know, so certainly we encourage people to pick up the phone, give us a call, email, go to our website, whatever it takes.
All right. Well, 47 days away. I'm sure the excitement's building for you, correct?
It is. It is really, this gets to be an intense time of the year, but it is certainly enjoyable. It's exciting. And I love this celebration. So yeah, this is an exciting time of year.
Fantastic. Well, Bob, we appreciate you coming on the airwaves, and we're excited for Nebraskalandays just as you are, just as much as you are.
Thank you. I appreciate it.